main part. If you get food, you will get one because they are hungry. Just enter one of the tents with the geeks and don't wear much and ask them something about computers, and I think you will get in contact pretty fast. But if you're now at the lake and you want to get one just for the weekend, maybe just for one or two nights, and you don't look really bad, I think it will be possible to get one.
Yeah.
I think so.
Okay, then I'll try this out.
And if you don't get one and your other girlfriends don't get one too, just give us a ring and we will help you.
Okay.
So
thank you.
Thanks for your call, Melanie. Bye
bye.
We've got Faute in the line. Oh, he's disconnected. We will call him later.
So we had a new caller. Hi, what's your name?
Hi, this is Marco.
Hi, Marco.
I met this girl last week, or not this week, in Berlin when I was traveling. And, I guess the most important thing at all is that when you talk about technical topics, be careful, and interrupt it again and again and ask if it's all right with her, and then it goes along and then it goes fine, and of course you have to also have other topics to talk about.
So you think to talk about technical stuff is the wrong one?
No, it's not the wrong one, but you just have to be careful on this, especially careful, because I feel when I start to talk about technical things, I get euphoric, and then it's not easy to stop for me.
Oh, okay. So you have to got some self-discipline, and then you think the relationship will help be longer?
Well, at least first contact gets easier, I guess.
Okay, so do you have a relationship right now?
No, but I met this girl in Berlin, and we had some interesting contacts in this hotel room.
That is nice. So do we have contact right still with her, or did it break up with the contact?
Yeah, by SMS, but I don't think we're gonna take on this as a relationship, but still, it was a nice experience.
So you think that it's possible to have a long and nice relationship with a geek and a non-geek?
With a non-geek, yeah. Well, but actually, she's also kind of freaky. Like, she likes Chemical Brothers, and she's studying art at the university. So she's also already a little bit far out.
I know it. My last girlfriend studied, I think, Chinese language and likes arts, and she was some kind of geek too, but not with computer, in another way.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it has to be like this, because they're really normal persons, like reading the Bild Zeitung or so.
Yeah.
That's not the thing we can go with.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So you think it has just to be a girlfriend, which is some kind of geeky too, and then it will be a good relationship? Yeah.
And she has to be interested in things.
Yeah, I think that's a big problem, that a lot of the girls are not interested in nearly anything, except at maybe soap operas and stuff like that.
That's just a waste of time then.
It gets boring, yeah, I know that. So, okay, so Marco, thanks for calling us, and thanks
sure,
for
sure.
your tips for having a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye-bye. Play a German song. It's called Der Programmierer, which means the coder, from Bitbeißer, which means Bitbiter. It's a German song, but I think everybody will understand it.
Schon als ich ein kleiner Junge war mein Sozialverhalten sonderbar. Wenn andere kriegen oder Fußball spielen, saß ich am liebsten drin hinter Jalousien. Erschien nie rechtzeitig zum Abendbrot, spielte Telespiele und schoss Androiden tot. Ich trug komische Klamotten, hatte keine Frisur, dafür eine Kassenbrille und eine Digitaluhr. Ich war weltfremd und introvertiert, gleichzeitig genial und völlig unkonzentriert. Als ich mal wieder Weihnachten vergessen hab, hat meine Mama gesagt,
was sagte sie?
Sie sagte unter Garantie, mach dich mein Sohn, dein Drang zur sozialen Isolation, einmal berühmt. Sie sagt mein Sohn, du wirst bestimmt ein Programmierer, du wirst der beste Codierer der Welt. Als Programmierer machst du bestimmt ein unheimliches Geld. Das Tageslicht sieht man zwar nicht, doch auch der Monitor macht ja schließlich Licht. Programmierer, bleich im Gesicht,
guck mal, wie der herumrennt, mit Birkenstocks und Sympatex und Karo-Hemd. Er ist seit 20 Wochen unrasiert, hat seine Wohnung mit Leporello tapeziert. Er hat ein Handy und einen Taschen-PC, redet dauernd so ein Zeugs, von dem ich nichts verstehe. Bei ihm sind alle Frauen abgeblitzt, weil er lieber vor dem Rechner sitzt. Er lebt vom Keksen, Zigaretten, Automaten, Kaffee, weil er nachts arbeitet und nie einkaufen geht. Er wohnt mit 30 noch bei Mutter daheim.
Er kann nur Informatiker sein. Ein Programmierer, Seele verkauft, ein Programmierer geht in seinem Beruf völlig auf. Berühmt wird man damit zwar nicht, aber bis zum Jahr 2000, da wird man sich wieder an mich erinnern, an meine Programme und Routinen. Da werde ich ganz groß rauskommen und sie werden mir ein Schweinegeld dafür geben, dass ich meine eigenen Fehler wieder beseitige. Und dann kann meine Mama wirklich stolz auf mich sein.
Lehrlauf dauerte 2 Tage. Ein einziges falsches Leerzeichen konnte ein ganzes Rechenzentrum zum Absturz bringen. Und gedebuggt wurde mit einem Hexdump. Das kam auf müdem Morello-Papier aus einem Kettendrucker. Ein Programmierer.
Der Traum wieder auf.
So, we are back again after this lovely song. And we have here the list. It's called the Beziehungswiki, which means the relation wiki, and it's a set of relations
currently running
within the geek world, especially the CCC or people who are close to the CCC. And I think the people will know where to find it. So if you want to see it, visit wiki.verbrennung.org. and search for Beziehungen. So I think we've got a few geeks with girlfriends here. One is Honkase, who has a lovely girlfriend since a long time, and maybe he can call us and to talk about it.
Okay, there's Aslan Techno. They are already 1 year,
yeah,
I think
more, a bit about 1 year. And I think there are a few guys who everybody knows, like Hazi and Mikri. They are married and both are geeks, I think. And that's really interesting because it seems that they got a good relationship. And so there is a way to get a good relationship between geeks and geeks. And so there has to be a way to get a good relationship between a geek and a non-geek. Scotty, my other moderator here, is in a relationship too, and he knows his girlfriend's nearly 18 years now, I think, but he won't tell us about Judith, and maybe he can tell us why he got a relationship and why it keeps along.
It's pretty good, because it's another type of relation. You have other topics you can talk about, and not only the chaos or the computer stuff. And so she's very hard in musicians, and she's not a lover of soap operas or something else.
Oh, I think soap operas, we talked about it a few times now. I think soap operas can be a relation killer for geeks. I don't know a geek who loves soap operas. So maybe the girls a geek usually met is a girl who likes soap operas and a geek don't like it, and that's why the relationship won't work. I've got another couple here, which is Runaway and Bobman, which is my cousin. And yeah, I think they can talk about a relationship too. They give us a ring when we had our last show. So now we will play some music, and later we will more know about geek relationships.
Okay, this is Radio Sub Ether on 88.3 MHz and it's 20 minutes past 6 o'clock p.m. Okay, we have a caller.
Hello,
caller.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Sunny Fox.
Hey, Sunny Fox, great.
Yeah.
Okay, tell us about your relationships.
How many time have you? All of my relationships? Okay, that's, yeah, I think you can cancel the next 2 hours. The most of my relationships were very good, and that was with normal girls, with some girls that don't have any computers or something, and it works. It works fine. Sometimes.
And how long?
Yeah, so, one time, 3.5 years. Yeah.
That is long. That's really, really long.
Yeah.
A few kernel updates within the time.
Yeah. Yeah, but it was a good time, and
why did it break up?
Oh, because we lived together and we saw that it's not fit together. So, and but we kept this relationship, but we are going without a friend.
You will keep friends.
Yeah, we will keep friends.
Let us keep friends. Well-known sentence.
Yeah, that's the most of my relationships. So we said, okay, we will be friends. And it's okay.
Okay, so
now for the girls, I am single now.
Oh, you are a single.
Yeah, I'm single.
Actually, Sunny Fox is a single.
Yeah.
And what do you want? What kind of girl do you like?
Oh, nice girls. Girls with have humor, and so that's my kind of girls I like. And so that's okay. That should be good for
you. Okay.
Girls.
Is it okay if they like soap operas or they love soap operas?
Okay, I think every person has his negative side, and if she don't care that I'm not sitting with her arm in arm and looking those soap operas, and that's okay if she looks at it alone, but because I do watch movies and...
You can watch porn within the same time.
Yeah, but that is interested when she's still there. Okay. I think it's more funny. Hey, darling, did you see this? I can do this too.
Yeah, but that's nice. There are movies you can look together. So, well, you think it's possible to get nice relationship with non-geeks? And
think
it works?
Yeah, well, it really works. It,
okay, how many relationships you got? Was it only one or was it more than one?
Oh, many.
A few?
A couple relationship.
A couple. A relationship with a couple,
not so.
Or...
I think we talk about this at...
later.
Cumian.
Yes, I know. We talked about
the
relationships.
Yeah, many, many relationships. That's okay.
What hair color do you like?
Red.
Red?
Mostly red. I
have red hair. I hope you know that.
Yeah, but anyway, you are so used.
What do you mean? I'm not used. I'm young
so
and
used.
Nice.
Yeah.
And
okay, girls,
yeah.
If you want to talk to Sunny Fox, call us at internal phone number 555 or external 033-438-642246. Call us. Sunny Fox?
Yeah?
Thanks for the call in.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, girls, don't miss and talk in.
Boop.
And we got Melanie again on the phone. Hello, Melanie.
Hello, hello.
Did it work? Do you get your boyfriend for the next...
No, it doesn't work because I walked into a tent with some food and with nothing on, and they still stared at me like a ghost and didn't say anything.
Well,
yeah.
So I told you, just came to the radio tent if no one wants you, because we are... here and can help everyone who wants to have a relationship. So where are you actually?
I'm on the way.
You're on the way?
Yeah.
That is nice. Well, so it didn't work as we told you. So
yeah.
Maybe we can get a live interview with you if you're here. And so your girlfriends are at the lake still, or are they at home? Where are they?
They're at the lake, but I can bring them with me.
Oh, not necessarily. I think it's okay if you enter here.
Okay.
So we're waiting for you.
A few minutes.
Oh, that's nice.
So, okay.
How long do you take to be here?
I'm here right now.
Okay.
Whoa!
Scotty, let me be. Oh, we've got Melanie in the tent. She really exists. Hello, Melanie.
Hello, Anna.
Well, here's the mic.
Hello.
Hello. So, if anyone wants to meet Melanie, who searches a geek for one night or one weekend,
he can call here.
He can come here. So, that's really nice. And you think you will keep in relationship with a geek, and it will work?
Yeah. I know. It is just for the weekend, so I think it will work.
Okay. If you want to meet Melanie, come here, and we've got a caller right now.
Hey, caller.
What the cost?
Hello, caller, you're on air.
Yeah, what the cost?
The cost for Melanie?
Right.
I think she won't cost anything. Melanie,
hey, that's
he
great.
Asked how much do you cost? I think Melanie is for free.
Yes!
So, you're happy about it?
Then she shall just leave the tent and turn right and...
Oh, no, you have to come here if you want to meet her. We don't deliver her to your bed or your home or whatever. So, we're in the radio tent, and if anyone wants to meet her, just come here.
Okay, see you there. Bye.
Thanks, bye.
Oh.
So here we are, Radio Sub Isa. Hey Enno, what's with your relationships?
Tell us about.
Well, I have to say I didn't have much relationships. I tried to count them, and I think there were two real relationships. All the other stuff wasn't a relationship, because I think a relationship has to be something special in one way.
Okay, how do you define the relationships you take?
I think a relationship is if I like the girlfriend and if she likes me, and if we are interested in the other and maybe interested in the interests of the other, and if we can stay maybe together for a week or longer non-stop without getting bored about each other. And I think the important thing is just to love the other person, because I had some kinds of relationship where I did get the feeling that she doesn't love me, and I think so it's not a real relationship. So
okay, Enno, do you think it's a real relationship, or a relationship can exist if you have only one or two topics you can talk about?
I think that it's possible. I had a relationship. It was a defined relationship about 1 year, and I met the girl, and we do several things together, like went to the cinema or whatever. Do a lot of stuff and share a lot of time since nearly 4 years now. So and we have not too much topics to talk about, because she's interested in Chinese language and culture. I'm interested in it too, but not in the same way. I think I'm interested in the culture as much as she's interested in computers. So we have topics to talk about, but not so much. But I think we are both not very easy people, and we have some kind of the same character, and I think that is why we can deal with each other in a special way. So we understand the other, and we know, how to speak or how to do something with each other. It's a special kind of relationship, I think.
Okay, Enno, thanks for the information. So, girls, if you want to have the nicest boy at the camp, our nice Sunny Fox, call us at 555 internal or external 033-438-642246. A little music right now,
okay.
I think. We'll be right back. Okay, there's a possibility to take feedbacks on www.subeset.deltaecho. You can leave some statements there. Already done has this Sven Krämer. Hey, Groby. You can call us. It would be very nice. Call us at the German 0049-334-3864-2246. Just call us.
Thank you.
So, our reporter Fuse is outside the camp and looking for a nice girl to having relationships with geeks or can tell us something about. Now we have Carter on the phone. Hello, Carter.
Hi.
So, how are you?
I'm fine, yeah.
So, what can you tell us about a geek relationship? Do you have a relationship with a geek or are you a geek?
Yeah, well, I have a relationship now, yeah, for 2 years.
Wow, that's long.
Yeah, and pretty nice.
So, are you the geek or is your friend the geek?
I think he's the geek.
Oh, and you think it worked well without any problems?
Well, we managed, right?
Oh.
So, I think, yeah.
It's nice.
Some rules and then...
So, what do you think are the main problems you can get with geeks or which is a problem with maybe especially for women with a geek?
Living together, I think. So, if each one has like his own room and everything, then it's fine and... Yeah, his chaos and everything's fine, and yeah, he needs his time for his computer, and you have just to realize that woman is one thing and a computer is another thing.
So, but you think if you share the time, so some time for the computer, some time for you, or more time for you, a bit time for the computer, it will work?
Well, I think, yeah, the first time was a little bit hard for me, it was like quite a concurrence, but now I think I know how I can get him.
So you have other interests than computers?
Yeah, sure, we are quite different, but I also love computers and he's also interested in my things. So.
What are your main subjects or interests?
I love Africa and social things, so I'm a little bit this way. So, but now the camp is a nice thing because I have my camping and outside and nature and his computers, and so fine.
That's nice. So thank you, Carter, for calling us, and thank you for telling about your relationship.
Okay.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Okay, here our Radio Sub-Isa. Okay, one big attention please, and one information. The registration angels are going through the camp and search the people who haven't a badge right now. And everyone who hasn't a badge right now, please go to the entrance on gate one, right? Right, genau. Okay, get one. And there is a birthday.
So, we have a birthday child. His name is Würfel, and you can congratulate him at the Chaos Emergency Response Team. Happy birthday, Würfel.
Happy birthday.
could not have a David Woods. He said, a sideboard is recognition, because it should never be. Just because some cannot see, the dream is clear as he. Again.